Okay, so we're diving into AI today, huh?
Diving right in.
And I mean, really, who isn't interested in AI these days, right? It's like this massive
Tidal wave.
tidal wave of change about to like crash on everything.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
We've got this stack of articles and reports, and wow, some of these stats, right? The one that really blew my mind. I'm not even kidding. AI could transform almost 25% of jobs globally, and we're talking in the next 5 years.
Yeah, the pace of change is incredible.
5 years, it's like
It's tomorrow.
AI's tomorrow, no time to waste.
And what's so fascinating, really, is that it's not even just about the technology itself. Like, yeah, the tech is mind-blowing, but it's really the ripple effect.
Oh, totally. It's how AI is going to completely reshape, well, everything.
Exactly. And one of the biggest impacts,
Yeah.
the global job market.
And that 25% figure, I mean, that's huge. Almost a quarter of all jobs globally, totally different because of AI. 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so crucial for people to start adapting now. And it's not just about, the coders or the tech geniuses. Think about it. Marketing, finance, healthcare,
For every industry, right?
across the board.
Yeah.
AI is changing the game completely.
Okay, so this wave is coming, no doubt. But the flip side, and this is what I find really exciting, is that there's this massive opportunity here, a huge opportunity for anyone who's ready to, step up and learn these new skills. You're talking about a skills gap, right, when it comes to AI.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There is simply not enough people right now with the skills to meet this demand, which is why this is such a unique moment.
Totally. It's like a gold rush almost.
You could say that. It's a career advantage for sure.
So how does someone actually, get in on this? You mentioned some articles about education, training.
Yeah, and there's some really encouraging stuff here. You don't necessarily need to go back to university to get a foothold in AI.
You don't?
Nope.
Oh.
There are these amazing resources now, like free online courses. And these aren't just from, some random websites. We're talking Google, IBM.
Whoa, seriously? Sure.
Seriously, giants in the tech world are offering this stuff for free. It's a fantastic way to, test the waters, learn the fundamentals, see if it grabs you.
So you're saying someone could become like an AI specialist without a traditional degree?
It's definitely possible, especially with the quality of online learning these days. Of course, certain fundamentals always help. Math, computer science, those are always a plus.
Sure, makes sense.
But the accessibility of this field right now is amazing.
One article I was looking at, it actually maps out like a learning pathway for AI skills.
Okay, yeah.
Math and computer science, definitely essential. And programming languages, right? Like Python specifically.
Right, Python is huge right now, and it makes sense. Essentially, you're teaching machines to think, and that requires a language, a way to communicate. Python is really effective for that. But, and this is where it gets interesting,
Okay, I'm intrigued.
a background in psychology, even philosophy, those can be incredibly valuable in AI too.
Really? Why is that?
Well, because AI isn't just about algorithms and code, right? Ultimately, it's about understanding human intelligence, human behavior, and how to translate that into something a machine can process. That's where psychology and philosophy come in.
That's fascinating. It's like you're almost rewiring your brain to think like a machine thinks.
In a way, yeah, you have to meet in the middle.
Wow. Okay, so we've talked about the skills gap, the education side of things.
Yeah.
There's one term that keeps popping up everywhere, machine learning.
The heart of it all.
Yeah. One article even calls it the starting point for anyone who's serious about AI. So, what exactly I is machine learning in a nutshell?
That's the million-dollar question. Okay, so imagine you're teaching a computer to learn from experience without having to program it for every single scenario it might encounter.
Okay, that sounds incredibly complex.
It is complex, but also incredibly elegant.
Can you give me a real-world example, something people can relate to?
Sure. Think about Netflix when it recommends movies you might like,
Right.
or spam filters that keep the junk out of your inbox.
Oh, those are lifesavers.
That's machine learning in action. These algorithms, they learn from your past choices, from data, to predict what you want to see, or what you definitely don't want to see in the case of spam.
It's like they start to think for themselves in a way.
In a way, yes. But of course, it all goes back to the data and the algorithms that humans create.
This whole deep dive has been so eye-opening, really makes you think. Feels like we're just at the very beginning of something huge.
And that's the beauty of it. There's so much more to explore. Here's a question for you to consider. How do you think AI will transform your job, your field, in the next few years? What skills could you start learning now to ride this wave, not get swept under.
Yeah, that's something we all need to be thinking about. Awesome stuff.
It's an exciting time to be paying attention to AI, that's for sure.